There are many ways you can get to know a person through their friendships, their actions, their triumphs and struggles. And for George Floyd, there's something else. His music. Our Morning Edition colleague David Green is in Houston and opens this chapter in Floyd's life.
George Floyd grew up in Houston's Third Ward, a neighborhood right at the heart of Houston's rap and hip-hop scene. We visited a home studio there the other night where Floyd would spend hours with a DJ making music. Coming down the sand, drum beating like a band. It's that big Floyd living large in that game. This slow the music down form of rap was made famous by the late DJ Screw, who knew and worked with Floyd. Houston, it's a lesser known but proud music scene. Seems like everyone who's part of it loves to rep their city, including Houston's most famous native.
You know, Beyonce's from the Third Ward. She shouts it out every chance she gets.
That's the music writer Kiana Fitzgerald, another Texas native who knew Floyd's music. When she heard that George Floyd was killed,
I was just like, no, like this cannot be happening, because we've lost so many people in that scene already, in the Houston scene. It was just a gut punch. And me and my sister, the first thing we did was hop up, get in the car, and listen to his tapes. Big Floyd was just a big, affable character. I think you can hear it in his freestyles. He just loved to have fun. He loved to joke around. And he was also pretty serious on the mic as well. He was someone that wasn't afraid to talk about what was going on in his life.
Music played a huge role in Floyd's life. There was the screw top music, and then later on, Christian hip hop. That's rapper Ronnie Lillard's genre. He goes by Reconcile, and he knew Floyd really well. He says Floyd got into Houston's music scene in the 90s.
When Floyd got back from South Florida State College, screw music that started bubbling up. What would happen was promethazine and mixing it with Sprite or Fanta or whatever it is. It was a street culture drug. It would give you the feeling of everything kind of moving slow. It's a downer, you know? And so what they found out was you have a tape cassette player. When the batteries would drain, the tape wouldn't spin as fast. And so the music, the rap music, would sound a little slurred, a little slow. So DJ Screw came up with the idea. He liked how the music sounded like that. So what they would do is they would on purpose have low batteries, and they start making screw tapes. So take your favorite rap songs and slow them down. And that's what it, that feel of the culture came out. Houston rap music, screw music. It's the Floyd Holland. Home for the week and then I flip back to college. Gotta make boys straight feel me.
So the screw music you're talking about, and then you have Floyd's interest in like Christian rap and hip hop. Are those two entirely different genres, or are they related somehow?
Two entirely different genres, but Christian hip hop's DNA in Houston has a lot to do with the Houston rap culture and screw music. Because it was like, if you took it out to the streets and it didn't sound like screw music, nobody wanted to hear it. You know, so by the time I met Floyd, I had been doing rap since 2009. At that time in the city, we were the face of like Christian hip hop. We had found a way to blend street culture with redemptive stories about change and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and found a way to weave that into actual social justice and be the hands and feet of what we're talking about. So, you know, just like you got guys who rap about doing negative activity and they feel like they have to actually be what they're rapping about, we're actually being what we're rapping about, and that was advocates of change in the city. So when I was going to school to Rice University, I lived in Third Ward. And because of our ministry out there and because of the outreach that kind of grew from that brotherhood, there wasn't nobody in Third Ward I didn't know. So as soon as Floyd touched down, you know, it was only natural that I was introduced to him. You know, he had influence in the neighborhood and for positivity. So
is there a song that stands out that Floyd just loved, or you felt like it really connected?
Oh yeah,
I'll
tell you right now, the song Never Would Have Made It. And we actually shot that in CUNY Homes Projects right in the middle on the court. sounds like the most Houston music that you can make. You know, you got the organs, keys, because that was a sign of Texas rap. You got that church influence. Trying to get my head right. Many nights full of pain.
Shed a tear on the floor. Cause my mama told dudes we ain't seeing no more. No food on the stove. What do you think Floyd liked about it?
Oh, it's just a redemptive message. You know, I never would have made it without God. You know, the song's about being lost, but not only just being lost because of where you're from and what you were taught from the street culture and, you know, all that negativity and depravity, but also being lost because of the choices that you make.
When you think about someone who was searching for redemption, searching for something greater in this kind of music, to lose him at this moment and in this way.
No, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Like right now, I'm the director of juvenile justice ministry for Dade County. In every facility, we have reentry programs, work directly with Department of Justice. And every day I work with kids who, as soon as I watch a story on the news about murder, I'll see that kid either that night or the very next day. You know, we work with very hard demographics, kids that come from absolutely nothing. And it's so crazy because when you turn on CNN and people even talk about the Black Lives Matter or try to downplay the African-American experience, they have no idea how challenging and hard and broken that our communities are. And so Floyd coming out of jail and changing his life and becoming somebody who was a beacon of light and hope and a refuge and a mentor and everything that he had became, that's what we pray to see happen in young men. We pray for that. That's exactly what we want to see. Like, it's like we're out here reaching people, talking to people, spending our time with people, investing our money into people, and, you know, investing wisdom and stories and sharing our lives so people would turn that corner. And the fact that he did was everything that you want to see out of what you're trying to do. And so for him to be cut down as he's blossoming in that, it's very disheartening. It's very disheartening. You know, he went to Minnesota. He's part of a discipleship program at a church. He went up there to further get his life on track, you know, for everything he wanted to be, a provider, a father. You know, he had a lot of life in front of him. And he had a tremendous voice in the community of good. You know, so
that was Ronnie Lillard, a rapper who goes by Reconcile. He was talking to us about George Floyd and his role in the Houston music scene.